Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Because the city of Frankenmuth is dealing with some erosion along a section of the Cass Riverbank that is starting to threaten some businesses, a stabilization plan is now in the process of being developed. There will be an input meeting on the erosion issue at 11 a.m. on Thursday, December the 4th. The meeting will be in a room at the Star of the West at 121 East Escola Street, which is one of the businesses that the bank's erosion is threatening. The public is welcome to attend the meeting and share their thoughts on proposals to address the situation. Those who cannot attend the meeting in person can join with Zoom using the link on the city's website, frankenmuthcity.com. There will be city officials and engineers at the meeting to gather input and share their thoughts about the work that needs to be done along the river. There is a large section of the river's bank along East Escola Street that needs to be stabilized. The area of the erosion is at the bend in the river that is downstream from the Memorial Park boat launch, along the Star of the West property, and on down to the Frankenmuth Brewery. The erosion along that section of the bank is unstable, and the metal seawall there is starting to corrode. The city has received a grant from the state that totals almost $120,000 to help with the initial stage of the project. And in other local and regional news for today, the Grant Township Board of Trustees locked in fire protection services for 2026 during their meeting on Monday with the departments that provide fire protection services to the township. The board approved paying Brookfield Township for fire protection services at a rate of $650 per section for 19 sections of the township. The total cost for that contract is $12,350. There are three sections in the township that are covered by the Oliver Fire Department. The contract that was approved with that department is for three sections at a rate of $700 per section for a total cost of $2,100. And fire protection from the Elmwood Gagetown Fire Department was approved at a cost of $2,625. Regarding other money matters, the board also approved paying the remaining bill of $8,923 to the Huron County Road Commission for road work that had been done, and the decision of allowing a sawmill business to operate on Williamson Road was tabled until the next meeting. During the November board meeting, some audience members also voiced concerns regarding the noise, aesthetics, and property values of having a sawmill business located in the township. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Everyone needs to take care of their mental health, even running back Bijan Robinson.
When I'm on the field and feeling the pressure, I usually just take a deep breath. When I'm just breathing and seeing what's in front of me, everything just slows down. It just makes me feel great before I run the play.
Just like Bijan, we all need a strong mental game on and off the field. Make a game plan for your mental health at loveyourmindplaybook.org.
Love your mind.
Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Foundation, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The Pentagon's watchdog has found that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth put U.S. personnel and their mission at risk when he used the signal messaging app to convey sensitive information about a military strike against Houthi militants in Yemen. That's according to two people familiar with the findings on Wednesday. One of the people says that Hegseth, however, has the ability to declassify materials, and the report did not find that he did so improperly. Hegseth denied posting classified information regarding plans for a military strike against Houthi militants in Yemen in March. The review by the Pentagon Inspector General's office was delivered to lawmakers, who were able to review the report in a classified facility at the Capitol. And in other national and international news, the Department of Homeland Security has launched a new immigration crackdown in New Orleans. A Homeland Security official says that the operation that got underway Wednesday targets violent criminals. The crackdown is the latest expansion of the Trump administration's immigration sweeps that have unfolded in other U.S. cities. Immigration officials have blanketed big cities and small towns across the nation since January while carrying out President Donald Trump's aggressive mass deportation efforts. In New Orleans, immigration lawyers say that they have been flooded with calls, and some businesses have posted signs barring federal agents from entry. Louisiana's Republican governor welcomes the crackdown, however. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Wednesday, December the 3rd of 2025. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.